Thank you, Steve Bertrand. All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's 720 WGN. And May is National Stroke Awareness Month. And we have a special guest in the studio today. He works here at WGN Radio, an account executive. We have known each other from other radio stations as well. And I have to tell you, first and foremost, when people think of someone having a stroke, they think of the elderly. You always think, oh, my great aunt Mary had a stroke.
Right.
But it can happen at any age. And Steve Godsell is with us right now to say that it can happen, and it did happen to you. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right. Can I just say, when we heard the news...
let me interrupt you. Yeah. Let's back up a little bit. How long have you been on the air here?
Here?
Yes.
It's a little over 3 years.
Yeah, almost four years.
3 years. Is this the first time someone from the sales department has been on your show?
I don't know. Why, do you want to be the first?
Well,
is that important?
I'm just saying that it took somebody having a stroke to
sales
to be on your show, and that's...
And even then, we were like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I've known him a long time, and I've never really liked him, actually. This all makes sense. You're right. Every once in a while, we do have someone on the air with us. But
some of them have been hit by cars, so we'll have them on.
So you have to have an accident or an injury if you're in the sales department.
That's how it works, yes.
Okay.
Listen, you are an inspiration to many. When we first heard the news that you had a stroke, at first it's shock because he's so young. That's the first thing everyone says. You're in shape, you eat well, you exercise. How could something like this happen? Let's backtrack. How did it happen?
Right. Like the whole story or
Well,
just,
you can say what happened. You're out in the
I'm out in the garage on a Sunday because that's what men do.
Mm-hmm.
Working in the garage. And,
what were you working on?
I wasn't working, you know, just fill in with wires and wood and hammers and things.
You're a true man.
Right, right.
That's
so,
right.
So you know, avoiding
chores.
Right, right.
I gotcha.
Right, right. So I was out there Sunday, and so I started feeling a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
And then really lightheaded. And then I was like, this doesn't seem normal. And so I went inside, and I said something to my son. And I noticed that my speech was a little strange. Didn't sound normal. Yeah. And then the next thing you know, I had to lay down on the ground. And then the next thing you know, I'm like telling my kid to get some help.
Yeah.
So it happened within, I don't know, a minute.
Oh, my
God. 2 minutes.
Nothing. You experienced none of these symptoms prior to this.
It just
was all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden. Yeah.
Just all right, first of all, unbelievably scary. Scary for your son.
Really scary for my son.
And
me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, just to hear yourself talking and it's not sounding like you.
Right.
So your son called the 911. He's a savior. You know that.
Yep. Big Henry.
And time is of the essence when someone's having a stroke.
Time is everything when you're having a stroke. I mean, the sooner you can get treatment, the better your odds are of making a good recovery. So every second that goes by is brain cells dying that might not come back.
So internally, that's essentially what a stroke is somehow the connector that's usually there is not working properly.
It's blockage in an artery.
Yeah.
So blood flow doesn't get to the brain.
Blood flow doesn't get to the brain. And yeah, so that's a regular stroke, a mini stroke. Would be blockage to the brain, and you only feel symptoms for a little while, and then the blockage dissolves on its own.
So you go about your business and don't even know you had one.
That was strange, but I'm okay now. And you should treat that just as you would a regular stroke. You need to get to the hospital as soon as possible because you're increasing your odds of having another stroke.
So if Henry wasn't there that day, you wouldn't be here today.
There's a good chance, yeah.
Because you can't drive yourself. That's out of
the
question.
Oh, I couldn't move. I couldn't move. I couldn't really talk. I couldn't dial the phone by myself or anything like that. So, yeah.
All right. So they say slurred speech, if there's some part of your face is drooping, what are some of the signs?
There's an acronym, FAST. So F is for facial drooping. If mm-hmm. you see one side of the face that's drooping a little bit, if the person can't smile, so that's a symptom. And then A is for arm. If you can't move your arm, if one side of your body is really weak.
Yeah.
Did you have that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My entire right side was, I couldn't lift my arm off the
You're
floor.
You're paralyzed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
What about that tingling sensation they talk about in the arms? Were you yeah. feeling any of that?
Yeah. You well, were... it was more just complete loss of strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take us to
so
the,
that's
other,
A,
the other two letters.
S.
Oh, S. Slurred speech.
Yeah.
And to me, that one's kind of the real easy one to spot. Your speech is slurred. And then, so if you have any of FAS, if you have any of those symptoms, then T, it's time to call 911.
Yeah. My father-in-law, no longer with us, but when he was younger, had a very, very small stroke in which he was trying to talk to his wife to explain he wasn't quite feeling right. And even though he was thinking the sentence the right way,
right.
the words just were not coming out. They right. were coming out all garbled.
Yeah.
You had that same kind of thing.
Exactly, exactly. I knew I was having a stroke.
Just from all you've heard about things?
Yeah, and... I just have seen it on, you know, on TV. And I knew I was having a stroke. And I knew everything that was going on, completely conscious.
Yeah.
I can remember every detail.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're kind of... at a point where you can't really do anything.
There's nothing right. you can do.
Yeah.
You got to
right.
call the authorities and as quickly
yep.
as possible.
Yep.
All right. So did you, so you're in the hospital. I had seen some of the videos you posted where you were kind of learning how to walk again, pretty much.
Correct. That wasn't in the hospital. That was at RIC, which is now Shirley Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That rehabilitation.
Was, that was at the rehab. Yeah.
So you had some kind of surgery. Or no? How is a stroke treated? Like once they know you're having a stroke, what?
I had a, you know, I don't, you may not be aware of this, but I don't have a advanced degree in medicine.
What?
Yeah, I do, so I'll try and help you through this.
How did you get into the sales department at WGN without that?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
All right.
It's really strange.
All right.
But, so I don't know how they treat all strokes. I do know that, you know, most strokes, initially they're treated with a drug called TPA, which dissolves the clot. That's initially what how they do it. I had a stent put into the artery, the basal artery, the back of my brain.
To open up the blood flow.
To open up the blood flow, and it's still there, hopefully.
Yeah, it is. I looked when you came.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I didn't know it was visible. I must be losing a lot of hair. But it's kind of crazy how they put it in. It goes... in through your
groin,
they cut a incision down there, and somehow they go all the way up into your brain and put it in there.
But that's not the fastest route. Why would they take that?
You know,
it's up to them.
Again,
whatever they want to do.
Well, ask Wendy. She.
I would get best. I would guess because they need to get blood flowing, and isn't there like major arteries down there?
Yeah,
and they
I think
need
so.
To.
I think so.
Come up through there. I don't know. Just,
I don't think they want to poke a big hole in your. Back of your head.
No, maybe not.
They can avoid
maybe not.
It.
They do this immediately, like as soon as you get into the hospital, or do they confer for a while?
They have to do a scan, you know, to find out where it is, where the blockage is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first thing you do. Well, the first thing they do is shave you down there.
Yep.
Yeah. And so.
And now do you do that all the time?
Yeah.
It's like no. Once I bikini waxed, it's like I got to do that all the time now.
For Father's Day, I'm getting you a Brazilian. Decided. I didn't know what to get.
I know.
It just made life easier for me.
The guy who has everything. But and this part is a little bit.
We are on the air.
I know.
Okay.
Disputed, but I swear that was the first thing they did was shave me. And then they're like, okay, now what's the problem?
Wow.
But
you have a great doctor.
I know. But I don't know if that happened for sure, but it seems like it did. It seems like it was awfully early.
When did your wife join you in the hospital? This was just you and your son alone at home when it happened. How did she find out what was going on and find you?
That's a really long and complicated answer, but my wife Britt was there probably within 45 minutes.
Oh,
she
good.
Was at a shower, actually, for a friend, and they tracked her down.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, good.
All right, I know we're joking about this, but I know how scary it must have been for you, and I know that you probably have feelings inside like, wow, I honestly couldn't have made it. You know, there's a chance I wouldn't be here today. But how long ago was this? And talk about your recovery, because you're doing amazingly.
Right. It was August 14th. So that's what?
Not even a year.
Yeah. I was in the hospital for, I don't know, 3 weeks. And then I was in inpatient rehab for another month. And then I had outpatient rehab with physical therapy and speech therapy and occupational therapy. I had that for probably another 3 months, and now I still go do a little physical therapy a couple times a week.
Part of your job is communicating with people. You're a salesman. You need vocal skills, and I'm sure at some point you said to yourself, is that a job I'm going to be able to go back and do again, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if I could drive again. That would make my job a little difficult.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not easy, you know. Selling your show,
right?
It's complicated.
Oh, come on!
No,
we're the easiest show.
I know it's complicated,
right.
but once people get it, then they're all in. So.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
We have to take a quick break, and then really the main reason we had you on is to help others that, honestly, it's a misconception that just old people have strokes. It could be any age. You're in great health. It can happen to anyone. We'll find out more about that. His name is Steve Godsell, and he sells our show, Villa Wendy Snyder, here on 720 WGN.
This month is Stroke Awareness Month, and Steve Godsell is a longtime salesman here at WGN Radio, and he, back in August, himself suffered a stroke. So we're here talking about his experience, what happened then, and the aftermath of it. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate you doing this.
Oh, well, thanks.
Very, very nice of you.
All right.
Some strange music Kevin picked for me.
On purpose.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
So recovery-wise, you're pretty much recovered.
I would
as best
say
as you can be.
I'm probably 95%.
That's
know?
Pretty fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
What are some things people listening, if they're worried about having a stroke? Like I said, you ate well, you exercised, you're in pretty decent health.
Right. What? Yeah, 80% of strokes are preventable. So,
wow.
I mean, most of the strokes can be prevented, not all of them can. But I was, you know, the big one, most of them are just obvious, you know, smoking.
Don't
stop
smoke.
Now.
Don't smoke. You,
right.
You've doubled your chances of having a stroke if you're a smoker, not to mention, you know, lung cancer, colon cancer, mouth cancer.
Were you a smoker?
No.
You were not?
No. No.
He had none of the things that should have had a stroke.
Mike, I will say my cholesterol was a little high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that probably contributed. And then the other things, you know, just go to your doctor, see what your blood pressure is, make sure your blood pressure is right, make sure your cholesterol is low.
If it's not, they have statin medications that you can take.
Tons of stuff that can help you with that.
But when you say that so many of them are preventable, what could you have possibly have done differently to help prevent the one you had? There's nothing, is there?
I mean,
except eating a tub of butter every time I saw you.
Yeah.
What's with that?
I know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Dipped in
in more
chicken.
Butter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything I could have done, but most strokes are preventable if you're going to the doctor on a regular basis. Like I said, I'm sure that my cholesterol did contribute a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes that's hereditary. My family has always had really high cholesterol. My brother gave up eating red meat for over a year, and it didn't even come down at all.
Your cholesterol, it doesn't mean like you're eating poorly. Cholesterol, definitely there's times when there's nothing you can do about it. So
go to your
doctor. No matter what you eat, it's not going to affect your cholesterol. And that's in some cases. So, but you can regulate your cholesterol with medication, correct?
If you have one stroke, are you more susceptible to having more?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, yes.
And you think about that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you? Is there anything you carry on you in your wallet or something that says to people if you should be walking down a street and have one? Is there something you have that identifies?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm just hopeful if it ever happens, somebody knows what to do.
Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to have you on, too. Again, FAST is an acronym. Any facial drooping, A, your arm, if you have any tingling or loss of sensation. S is speech.
Slurred speech, right.
And that is a telltale sign, and T is time. You got to get to this and treat it right away. So if you do come upon someone who is down on the street who's feeling weird, maybe you have now helped educate people to say, okay, let's just call the authorities right away. Let them handle it.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that would make me feel good if I help somebody.
Absolutely.
Prevent something bad from happening.
I'm sure you know this, but I can't even begin to tell you how shocked and scared everybody here was when we heard this about you. And honestly, the mere fact that you're sitting here and talking to us is miraculous. We're so happy about that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Absolutely.
And someone wants to know real quickly, are strokes hereditary? If someone in your family has had a stroke, are you more likely to have it?
I think there's a connection. I don't want to...
But talk to your doctor about it.
Yeah,
chances
are increased, but I would talk to your doctor.
And go yearly. Get your blood levels checked because that's when you know if your cholesterol is high or if you have other issues that you need to tend to.
Don't be the macho person. Like, oh, I never see a doctor. I don't need that. Because if you have a stroke, it's not just a burden on yourself. It's a burden on everyone you know. Because there's a period of time where I was 100% reliant on my wife and family to do everything for me. So it's if you think of it that way as a reason to get to the doctor.
National Stroke Awareness Month is May. His name is Steve Godsell. And continued healing and success. And go sell the hell out of the show, will you?
Oh, it's so easy. It really is.
Thank you, Steve.
Good luck, Steve.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We've got news next and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.